This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Yo.
Yo.
We got a South by Southwest show that we're doing.
What? We do?
We sure do.
Tell me more.
Well, if you want to come see us at South by, we're going to be doing an episode of the show live at the North Door.
Holy shit.
Saturday, March 10th.
That's right.
In Austin.
That's where South by happens.
That is correct.
If you want to come, what should we do?
Well, you can go get tickets at HeadGum.com/live.
And you can buy them?
At HeadGum.com/live.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, it really is.
And what happens if they come to this show? Is it going to be good?
It's, well, I don't know.
It won't be
good. Oh, should I? Yeah, it's yes,
be
it'll be good.
Yeah.
And we promise.
You can meet us.
Yes, you can meet us. We'll be hanging because we love comedy and love doing this and want to meet all of the people who have helped us make this fun.
Well, I didn't ask any of that, but thanks for sharing.
I just, whatever. Also, a second warning, for some reason, we got way explicit with this episode.
Listen, it's the nature of the song.
It's the nature of the
song.
You
knew when you clicked on this episode it was going to be gross.
So, just, you know, if you're the kind of person who's like, I'm going to listen to this in the car with my kids.
Don't.
Skip this one.
Skip this one.
Yeah.
But definitely do listen to it alone, because it's
a good,
very
It's
funny.
A banger.
I will say, it's very funny.
Oh, yeah.
And mostly because Demi's punch-up is real tasty.
And also because of certain phrases in Ludacris' song that we are obsessed with now.
You'll know what we mean in about 30 minutes.
Yep.
Okay. All right, see you later.
On to the show!
Bye!
Just start with clearing your throat?
I don't know. Kick off with a bang.
That's the opposite of a bang. That's a whimp. Well, it's not a whimper, but it's close.
It's like a sniveling little cry.
For years, I didn't think sniveling was a real word. I just thought it was like something Harry Potter made up.
You don't even know Harry Potter.
That's true, which is why I couldn't confirm it. I just had to be like, yeah, I bet it's from the books.
You know what? Personally, I like Professor Snape.
I don't
That's
know who
that
is.
That's too deep for
you? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
I read the first four books and saw all the movies. I know who the people are.
You were capable of stopping at book four.
Yeah, I wasn't into the series.
So, spoiler, Cedric Diggory died, and you were like,
it's not a spoiler.
I'm good. I don't need to know anymore.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
I didn't care about any of the characters. I was truly reading it because I was like, man, everyone's into these books, huh? All right, here we go.
I think you're like, maybe...
A sociopath?
Perhaps.
Nah. Nah.
I like that you sang the last note.
Why did I choose the last two?
You're feeling really comfortable and relaxed.
Yeah.
I can tell.
I was doing a little like a shoulder jig, and because I was every time, and I know I said this before, I just imagine like a calypso drum on a cruise deck, and
yeah.
I was like, what does that look like if I'm doing that? So I just go,
People can't see what you're doing.
No, you can't.
He is doing a really fun dance.
Just picture someone at Calypso Drums, and that was me. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
I'm Demi.
I'm Yel.
And we are
two people
who host this show called Punch Up the Jam. Do we have a guest?
Yeah.
Sure do.
Hit it.
You know them from their hit Comedy Central show. You know them from their work on Rolling Stone. Ladies and gentlemen, it's absolutely nobody. Yeah, we don't have a guest.
We don't have a guest.
No, and that's fine.
We wanted to not have a guest.
Right? Yeah, we wanted to try and see how different it is to have a solo episode again. We're still figuring this show out.
Yeah, I just woke up in a cold sweat at 4 a.m. I texted Demi, I miss us.
And I was still awake because I don't sleep. And I said, yeah, me too.
And then we decided to do this.
Yeah.
It's nice, right?
It is nice.
Let us know in the comments below if you like this or you don't.
That's right. Be sure to put it in the comments below and not on any other form. So, because we only read the comments that exist for sure on this platform.
Off the top, we got to say what we do here.
Oh, right.
You know, in case this is someone's first episode.
Yeah, in case you jump in and you're like, Luda, I'm going to listen to the Luda episode.
Which I don't blame you, man.
No, he's a great man.
I mean, don't tell me if he's done something bad, because like right now I don't want to know.
I can't take it. It'll break my heart.
I love Luda.
Miel, what do we do on this here show?
Listen up, y'all.
Because this is it.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to sing Fergalicious.
Maybe I was. Maybe I wasn't.
Well.
Only time will tell. We take a hit, jam, and we make it better, which is subject to your own opinion.
Sure, but it is also objectively better.
Certainly award-winningly better.
For real.
Yep, we know music because we're two comedians that like music.
Yeah.
That's all you need to be qualified in this town. It's we're like, confident, we got the right look. Demi's wearing a monochrome outfit, so clearly he knows.
I'm dressed like a rich man.
I mean, if you're talking about rich people that got rich on Bitcoin, yeah, I agree
yes,
with you.
Yes, I'm dressed like a Bitcoin investor.
You look like a Bitcoin millionaire.
Thank you so much. You're the welcome. Kindest thing you've ever said to me.
So, this is an exciting episode because this is our first hip-hop rap. I don't really know exactly how you want to define
both
this
of those
genre.
Apply.
Song that yeah. we're punching up. Which is shocking. It took us this many episodes to get here.
It's because so many rap songs, just there's nothing you can say about them. They're all perfect. Mm-hmm. That's my thesis. No.
I love Ludacris.
I didn't realize it until we decided to do this episode, but I do too.
Yeah.
And like, Miel and I were texting each other back and forth, like, what song should we do? And like, just going through Ludacris's discography was like, oh man, this song rules. These lyrics are crazy. This song rules too.
Yeah.
These lyrics are crazy.
It was such a fun time in rap because it was so silly still,
yeah.
while also being kind of badass, which was almost, I feel like, the changing of the guard in the way rap has since gone with guys like Kanye West and Kendrick Lamar, where it's,
yeah.
it's pretty fucking serious with maybe like a sprinkle of silly.
Yeah. It goes through waves for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I don't know if I'd say like Rapper's Delight is a super serious song.
So no, it is not.
I definitely, it's a wave situation. We're yeah. at the beach, baby.
I like silly rap and I like serious rap. And I think, I mean, I don't know any of Ludacris's serious work or anything of his that I would be
does
like, yeah,
does he have
this
any?
Is, well, there was that one song you said used to make
Growing
you,
Pains?
Yeah, is that a sad song?
Oh, I love Growing Pains. Yeah, it's kind of sad. It's nostalgic, but two other rappers are more heavily featured on that song than he is.
Oh, okay.
He's like, I think, only the third verse. So if it is, it's a little more serious, but Ludo's barely on it.
Got it.
And then he did the baby feature on Justin Bieber.
Oh, I forgot all about when I was 13. Even just his inflections are so fun because it does feel like he just decides sometimes I'm going up and sometimes going down.
Oh, yeah.
It's
like
great.
He's a vocal actor as much as he is a rapper.
He is.
And then I also love that he's a person because I can just yell out, Luda!
Yeah.
When I want to leave a room. And maybe they get distracted quickly because they're like, is Ludacris here?
Yeah.
Because
look the
know,
other way.
That's how he's introduced on every feature.
That's great.
Luda! There he is.
Luda!
It's like if you say Bloody Mary three times, but you just say Luda once.
Yeah, if you say Luda once, he appears and he's already got a rap ready.
Yeah, word of mouth was like, I'm going to say my all-time favorite album from like 11 to 14
really?
Years old. Oh, yeah. I listened to it so many times. It was like eighth grade summer. I burned that CD to the ground.
Damn.
I don't know that that's something you want to brag about, though, because, like, I was 13 listening to Move, Bitch. Like, that's not
I mean, I've already talked about way worse tastes that I had at that age, so it's fine.
Yeah, like bubble baths.
Okay. Bubble baths are great, and I stand by that assertion. The only thing Teenage Demi did right. So now that we've talked about how great Ludacris is, we're going to tell him why this song is punchable.
I mean, listen, it's from a place of love.
It is.
It's like when your mom's like, hey, are you going to wear that?
Yeah.
She just wants you to look good.
Sure. I do feel like, as much as the conceit of this podcast is, we're making it better, like, all of these are songs we picked because we know them and, or,
yeah,
like, at least like them to some degree.
We never would do a podcast like this if we didn't like music.
Correct.
Clearly, we're biggest fans of music.
Yeah. No one likes music more than us.
My mom told me she listened to the Shelby Fair episode and she was like, I really liked her energy because she talked slow. And now I feel like I have to make a concerted effort to speak slower.
Well, I'm glad you chose the first rap episode to be like, yeah, all right, let's slow this down. With Ludacris going, I want to meet you at the Georgia Dome.
Okay, so the song we've chosen.
Oh, yeah.
Is Luda's debut single.
This is his debut single?
Yeah,
oh,
dude.
Beautiful.
It was originally released on Back for the First Time in 98, which was a record he did with Def Jam South.
Oh, wow.
But then he liked it so much that when he had his first independent album, Incognito, he released it there as well.
This is one of those songs that, of course, everyone knows the chorus, but I didn't know the other words in it. And I listened to it so much that I have the first part memorized, and the rest of it, I'm just in awe of what's going on here.
Oh, it's this one's like an I Spy book, yes, in the sense that there's always more to be gathered the further you look into it.
Yeah, but they all seem to have one very similar theme, but we'll get into that.
Let's start playing it.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Give it to me now. Oh, you hear her?
It's so weird to me that Shauna's entire role on this song is just, like, repeating what Ludacris just said in the chorus.
Yep.
And doesn't have any other lines.
Dude, pause this for a sec. I gotta tell you, that girl singing.
Shauna.
She was/is pretty famous in her own right. If you don't know who she is, she's one of only 8 female rappers to ever have a number one.
Really?
Yeah. Others being Left Eye, Lauryn Hill, Lil' Kim, Remy Ma, Fergie, Iggy Azalea, and Cardi B.
Wait, Nicki's not on that list?
I don't know. This is from Wikipedia, so I'm probably wrong.
Hey guys, editor's note, Nicki Minaj's never had a number one single. Fucking wild.
Shauna was like a pretty relatively famous female rapper from the 90s.
Yeah.
But, and this is a crazy factoid, dude, she's also the daughter of legendary blues guitarist Buddy Guy. And if you don't know who that is, Eric Clapton called him the best guitar player alive.
Oh, wow.
Like, this dude played with Muddy Waters. And this is his daughter going, yeah, 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 yeah. I just think it's so amazing.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm so psyched about that fact.
Yeah, I wish she got more to do on this song. But there is a remix where she has a verse, and then I think also Trina has a verse.
Yeah, I saw that. It said that the extra verse, they talk about analingus, which I've never heard said as a word before.
Oh, it's a great word.
Analingus?
It sounds like the Irish airline.
Airlingus?
Yeah. That's when you eat booty, but you're in the air.
Oh, it's like the Mile High Club, but for your butthole.
Yes.
Anyway, this...
The Mile Deep Club.
This week's episode is brought to you by...
by booty eating. Booty eating is going in the description for this episode, for sure.
Booty eating?
Yeah.
This is going to be a profane episode. I do feel bad that we have a sponsor on this episode.
All of these are profane episodes.
I think,
Look, Luda brought this on.
It's fine, honestly, because I love talking about sex. I'm very sex positive.
Yeah, me too. That's. I said that the way someone's like, yeah, no, I definitely saw that movie.
Yeah, I've had sex for sure.
Oh, real into all of it.
I want desperately to listen to that fucking hook.
I won't know.
Can we?
Yeah.
Can we kick it off?
So should we just skip past the discussing the yes? Do we have anything to say?
I think they already played.
Yeah.
We can just kick it off with the fucking, with the part where I'm waiting for.
Yeah, let's kick it to Luda. I wanna lick you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move from the bed down to the floor, and I wanna you make it so good I don't wanna leave, but I gotta know what's your fantasy.
I love this song.
I do too.
It's all coming back to me now. I never stopped loving this song.
I did not I already said, but I don't have any recollection of how I felt about the song before, besides being like, that's a fun chorus, but this song, yeah.
I definitely memorized the words to the chorus so I could sing along to them at like my middle school dances.
Yeah.
But they were the edited version.
Like, what are the edited lyrics for this song? I just can't imagine what you just like, I wanna kiss you from your head to your toes, and I wanna move.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, he's saying a lot without really saying it.
He only cusses twice, I think, in
the
song.
Oh, yeah. No, this was at a time when rap music, when it was getting kind of profane, but it still was like not half as profane as it is now.
Yeah. Or at least the mainstream stuff. Cause I feel like
there was always dirty shit.
Yeah.
That song, like Romeo and Juliet.
I don't know it.
Oh, come on, dude. Hot sex on a planet just to get you wet.
I don't know this song at all, but I would love for you to keep reciting these lyrics.
This is what I bet. Yep.
Who sings that?
I don't know.
Well.
Anyway, I'm not saying that the dirty rap didn't exist before this, but I feel like it still wasn't okay in the mainstream to like say things that were too explicit.
Yeah, it does feel like it took a long time for mainstream hip hop to get to a point where songs like this would chart.
Yeah.
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 Like they were all, give it to me now. Give it to me now. They definitely were always there, but for it to come into the mainstream. Like there was something that you sent me earlier about Bill O'Reilly protesting Ludacris for being too profane.
No, it's because he did a sponsored deal with Pepsi. So he tried to get everyone to boycott Pepsi because he was like, Ludacris promotes profanity. And so they fired him and replaced him with Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, Jesus.
As if that was any better. It was a whole thing. You could Google it. Bill O'Reilly, Luda controversy. But for what it's worth, they made up, supposedly.
They did. Luda, you don't need to make up. Although it is funny that he, I guess, that was important enough to him that he's like, I gotta shut this down.
Yeah.
Like Pepsi, my most trusted brand.
Okay, let's analyze what he just said, though.
Yeah.
Because we all know it so well, we don't really think about it anymore.
He wants to lick you from your head to your toes.
I don't think I would like to do or receive that.
Nah, that seems like something that a dog might try to do, and you're still like, oh, this is too long.
You know how bad your skin smells after it's been licked?
Yeah.
It's got that like stinky spit smell.
Getting licked is not as hot as it sounds. Like,
well, location dependent.
Okay. Well, I meant outside of a certain place.
Couple hot spots.
There's a couple hot spots, but generally the idea of someone being like, I'm going to lick your arm, that's not sexy.
No, if someone was like, yo, can I lick your armpit? I'd probably be like, I'd really rather you didn't.
Why are you trying to swab DNA all over what's going on?
They just want to drink my pheromones in, I guess.
Mm.
And then like, if it's really from your head to your toes, you're going to lick the bottom of my foot. You're going to lick the sole of my foot.
Don't get your damn mouth away from all of my foot.
If you have a planter's wart on your foot, could it get on someone's mouth?
Ew.
I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
I'm just trying to take him at what he's saying, face value.
We do have to respect it.
Yeah. You want to lick me from my head and my toes? I don't want you licking inside my belly button. Let's say it right now. I don't want you in there.
Also, what parts are you going to lick my eyeballs, man? In the nose? Oh, that was the point for you?
Oh, man.
See, for me, I was at that point back at toes.
Eyeballs, dude. Nope. I don't want some fucking conjunctivitis. No, thank you.
Like, Unchi and Andalou or some shit.
I also want to address that down to the floor. He sings it in a way that's like, ooh, spicy. But then
down to the flow.
Yeah, and it sounds really good. But then you think about what he's actually saying and you're like, that's not really that crazy.
Are you getting up in the middle of it or are you like falling off the bed?
I think he might. It could be interpreted in a lot of ways, but my first guess is that he's on the floor, she's on the bed. See what I'm saying?
No.
He's in prayer position on the floor.
Okay.
She's laying off the bed.
Okay.
Just guessing.
Sure.
Or maybe they just rolled off.
I presumed it was that they rolled off.
Mid-coitus. I don't know. It's also like just the floor. That's not that wild. Like.
No, it's not.
It sounds exciting. It's pretty tame. And then I want to, I don't know what that means.
You don't?
What does it mean?
He wants to,
That sounds like something's too hot and he put it in his mouth too soon.
Exactly. He's like, something's too hot and he put it in his mouth too soon.
And then you make it so good I don't want to leave.
Sure.
Yeah, all right. Good. That's great.
Is there a, never mind. I was going to say, is there a level of good it has to be for you to not think about leaving?
Definitely. Definitely. You never just had like very mediocre sex where you're like, I don't really know why I'm doing this.
Nope.
I'm
kidding.
I couldn't scoff properly because my lips aren't working.
Yeah.
But please know that was meant to be a full scoff.
Yeah. Yes. But it just, I guess in my head, I've never been like, this better get better sooner. I'm going to leave. I'm out of here.
I'd say you're lucky for not having had that experience and try to keep her that way. And then he kicks it off with, what's the opposite of kicks off? A kick in.
A kick in? A kick in and a screaming.
Okay. He kicks in the line with, I want to know, what's your fantasy?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
It is. Until the rest of the song continues.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. I think it's really nice that he asked. He said, here's what I want to do. Hey, what do you want
to
do?
He wants to lick you from head to toes. That. Wants to fall off the bed. He wants you, you make it so that he want to leave, but he got to know, what's your fantasy?
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm loving all the things we're doing for my sake, but I can't rest until I know what you want to do.
Yeah.
That's although, really nice.
I will say there are also a lot of points in this song where he says something and then says, and if you like it, and so I'm like, oh, okay, cool.
See?
Yeah, you are interested in her pleasure.
That's not common in the rap songs I know that they're like, hey, what do you want, babe?
That's true.
At least not in the lyrics. Maybe, you know, off...
They're implied.
And then what's her fantasy?
So her fantasy is... Oh, the same.
Oh, okay.
Oh, they're in agreement.
Okay.
He does the same. That's great.
Oh, okay, so they're going to be stuck in like a who's on first situation.
Yeah, it's like, well, I want to do this, but what do you want to do?
Well, I want to do this, but what do you want to do?
Okay, yeah, no, I want to do the same thing, but what do you want to do?
Well, I want to do the same thing, but what do you want to do?
Okay, so we're going to... It's that forever.
That's really funny. I do feel like she kind of got scummed, though, because like she's a great rapper. Man. She just got to repeat what he already said.
Yeah, maybe we should have covered the remix version of this, because I took a look at the lyrics, and yeah, it's a lot of analing. It's a lot of talking about licking clits.
Hell yeah.
All the greatest hits of female rap.
Well, I feel like we had to do this one, because this is the one everyone knows.
Exactly.
So, okay. That's what they've told us what they want to do to each other. What else could they possibly have to say in this song?
My punch up should have just been the chorus back and forth for 2 minutes. Yeah, so then Ludacris goes on to describe his fantasies.
Okay, what is it, bud?
So starting off.
Let's hear it. I want to get you in the Georgia Dome on a 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick the tree. And if you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. All right.
He wants to get you in the Georgia Dome on the 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick it for tree.
Tree.
Not three.
Is he Jamaican?
No, man.
No, so the tree, where did that come from?
I don't know.
Cut that. I cannot do that accent.
Yes, you can. I won't cut it.
But I like that he says tree, but then I'm also just logistically...
Just say three. It doesn't shorten anything.
Well, think about what he's saying, man. I don't know football that well, but they're kicking it.
Yeah.
That gives them, what,
so
10 seconds?
That part is also known as the kickoff.
Listen... Super Bowl, you know, I know things.
Yeah.
So they get in there and they have how much time to have sex on the field?
Oh, presumably he's not concerned about the time. He wants them to have to play around the two of them having sex.
In like a league game?
I mean, I can only assume. If it's a practice, then it's like still a weird fantasy. But he
wants don't kink shame him.
Look,
maybe he only likes it if it's practice.
You're right. I'm sorry. That was rude of me. Luda, please accept my apologies. Call us. But he does say while they kick it for tree.
For tree.
So presumably he wants this to be happening middle of a game, people watching.
Yeah. Okay.
And.
Okay. That's a kinky fantasy. Also,
yes.
Like, you're kind of famous, man. That's like you just made a sex tape.
Well, if this is his debut single.
It wasn't famous yet. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
So there's like, who's this man on the field?
I'd also love to add an addendum to my Jamaican question.
Ah.
Also, could be an Irish accent.
Dirty Birds kicking for tree. I want to...
And then what's the second half of that line?
He says...
If you like it in the club, we can do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP. Are they in there with a DJ?
Presumably, or he is the DJ.
Or he's the DJ and he's fucking while he's DJing?
Either way, it's just like, you're spinning too many plates here, man.
Are we also, I think right off the top, we got to define what he's referring to. Is he referring to intercourse or just like sexual activity?
What?
Okay, all these things he's saying he wants to do.
Yeah.
He's basically going to name a bunch of places like Green Eggs and Ham style.
Correct.
And I'm curious, are we to assume... that this is sexual intercourse that he wants to have in all these places.
Presumably.
Or is it cunnilingus? Or is it whatever a blowjob is lingus? Or is it like finger...
fellatio?
Like digit play? Like what are we to believe here?
Digit play. Yeah, he's trying to fuck threes and sixes.
So sexual intercourse is what we are to assume?
Yes. When he says do it, I presume sexual intercourse. And then until spoken otherwise. Because on some points he does say like...
Okay.
Specific things.
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Yeah.
Because that would be confusing.
That would be very confusing.
So he's going to have actual sex.
Yeah.
While he's DJing.
And if you like it in the club, so presumably they've already been fucking in the club.
Right.
And then he's like, we can also do it in the DJ booth or in the back of the VIP.
Man, that's nuts. Would you tell the guys at the club, like, hey, can I go fuck in the DJ booth really quick? Or would you try to sneak in it?
What it sounds like is Luda is thriving on... other people knowing that this is happening.
Oh, okay. So his whole thing is like, he wants people to watch.
Yes. This entire song is like him going like, we can do voyeurism or like a bathtub thing or like voyeurism or I don't know, maybe I give you a back rub or we could voyeurism.
But like, what's your fantasy though?
Yeah. But what's your thing? I'm into voyeurism.
Okay. So what's the next thing? Where else does he want to have sex? Whipped cream with cherries and strawberries on top. Nigga, don't stop. Keep the dough locked. Don't
knock. While the boat rock, we go by the robot. So they got to wait till the show stops. This is a very confusing but also impressive part to me.
I liked the way it sounded.
Yes.
It was a lot of mid-line rhymes.
Yes. I really, really like that. But when you break it down...
He says whipped cream with
cherries and
strawberries
on top.
Which is... I'm kind of a one or the other.
I agree.
It's cherries and strawberries.
Too many different flavors. Yeah. Cherry's not really in the berry family. Like
cherry's like an ice cream sundae situation. Yes. Strawberry's like a strawberry fool. Like
a strawberry fool.
A parfait. Like, what are we doing? The strawberry shortcake?
Yeah.
Like, what kind of food are you trying to make? Is it her titties?
You really need to...
Her butt? Her vagina?
Well, it says on top, so I'm going to presume it's a frontal part.
Oh, you know what? It could be on his penis.
Oh, it could. Oh, yeah, because he says lick it, don't stop.
Yeah, okay. So he made his penis into either a strawberry shortcake pop or an ice cream sundae pop, but he was like, not both in case...
So it's like a Varsity Blues scenario.
Yes.
Instead of whipped cream.
Yes, or American Pie, except that it's not at all like that.
Yeah.
And... It's cherries and strawberries, which I have to presume is because he didn't know which one she'd prefer, so he got both.
Love
he's very considerate.
Luda's all about the woman's choice. Respect.
And then keep the door locked, don't knock.
While the boat rock.
Is so that now he's or not figure into... speech.
Oh, the boat part?
Are they on a boat?
I mean, I can imagine that Luda would like to do it on a boat if he hasn't already.
Okay.
But it is funny to me that this is the part where he's like, don't knock, keep the door locked, but everything else is like,
don't look
I
at
want,
me.
I want everyone to see it.
And then he's like,
We go bots and robots.
And robots.
That's the part where I'm like, what?
We go bots and robots. You know what? It sounded fun.
It did. It does sound like the kind of thing that you write in just because you're like, these two sound similar to the other words I've rhymed.
And you know what? Like, I'm talking about fucking right now, so there's some room for artistic license.
Yeah, robots fuck.
And then he says, so they gotta wait till the show stop. Who needs to wait? The robots?
The people who gotta wait or who gotta get into the room have to wait till the show stop.
Okay. But he's on a boat, or is he in the VIP? I don't know where he is anymore. I'm already lost. We're in verse 2.
This entire part is locationless and is just generally like, look,
okay.
I'll put whipped cream strawberries on my dick. You eat it. I'm going to lock the door. We're robots. They have to wait.
I want to know if he already had put the whipped cream on his penis before he realized he had to lock the door. And then he's
just like jogging
crab walking over to the door, dripping whipped cream all over the rug.
It's everywhere.
Logistically, too, I'm like, can men get yeast infections? That doesn't seem safe.
Oh, I mean, for sure.
Like, in your, you know
in
what?
In your dickhole?
Well, I wasn't going to say it.
Oh, you could say analingus, but you can't say dickhole?
One is scientific.
Yeah. And the other one is analingus.
One is crude.
You're right. I'm sorry for being crude.
You're being very immature about all of this. I would like to have a proper adult discussion about buttholes. Thank you.
I'm sorry. But I'm out on the beach with black sand. Lick up your thigh and call me the Pac-Man. Great.
I'm
Does
sorry.
Does not track at all.
Okay, the black sand, are you in Iceland or Hawaii?
Is that a place that has black sand? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Both of those places have black sand.
Presumably.
Not a lot of black sand beaches, so he's kind of giving us like a little bit of a geography lesson right now. Where did you have sex?
A lot of his raps do have geography lessons. It's like, gonna go here, then I'm gonna go here, then I'm gonna go here. Area codes.
It's so fucking true.
Yeah.
Pimping all over the world.
I mean, if I had a geography degree, this is the kind of thing I'd be making.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna say right now, canon. Luda wanted to be a geographer. Realized there was nowhere left to discover.
Yeah.
Became a rapper instead.
It's like the James Cameron thing, where James Cameron makes movies just so he can explore the sea, and Luda's just making raps so he can, like, talk about different places.
And in a way, exploring someone's body is a lot like topography, you know?
He's the ultimate Christopher Columbus.
Columbus, thanks.
How about on the beach with black sand?
Sure.
So back to public.
Yeah.
Lick up your thigh, they call me the Pac-Man.
I'm just wondering... Is he licking the sand off the thigh? Because my first thought when you say beach is, oh God, there's sand in all of my
sand
orifices.
Everywhere. Yes.
Everywhere.
Sex on the beach has never sounded as pleasant as the phrase.
That's not like a fun thing to actually do.
Right.
It's a fun thing to talk about because you sound really cool and like a drink to order when you want to be like risque.
Yeah.
But then if you actually try to have sex on a beach, like even swimming at the beach, I have sand in my cracks for at least days.
Yeah, hard
days.
Pass.
Like even if I soak in a bath, days. It's not comfortable.
I'm not going to the beach anymore.
That sand is so dirty.
There's definitely going to be some sand in the process of licking up the thigh.
Well, I want to know, is he licking up her skin or is he licking up the sand? Because he calls himself the Pac-Man. So is he eating sand?
The sand pellets?
Is he eating it? Is he chasing a ghost up her to her vagina?
Yeah.
He's running away from a ghost.
Until he gets the power pellets and then he's going back down that thigh.
That's not what Pac-Man sounds like.
Sure, I mean...
I wonder if he puts on the Pac-Man music.
Waka 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 pew pew. Yes, I hope he does. Or else, why would they call him Pac-Man? He's not eating anything. Pac-Man doesn't lick. Pac-Man doesn't have a tongue. I mean, maybe he does.
I don't think he does.
In the game, which is the only canon depiction of Pac-Man that I will accept, he does not have a tongue. Okay. Drawings don't count. Miss Pac-Man is fake.
So then, is he biting her? Eating her? Is this like a Hannibal Lecter situation?
Well, he says lick up your thigh.
But again, Pac-Man doesn't have a tongue.
Right.
A lot of questions, Luda.
Doesn't track.
I really wish we could just call him.
Well, we can't. If only we had his number, but we can't.
That's too bad.
Yep. Tabletop or just give me the lap dance.
The rock to the park to the point to the flat land. What the fuck?
Tabletop or just give me the lap dance. The rock to the park to the point to the flatlands. So, presumably, this is like at a club. Either, you know, let's fuck on the table or you just give me a lap dance. And then also, we're going to fuck at the rock, the park, the point, and the flatlands.
I'm thinking this doesn't make sense unless he's a failed geographer.
Yeah.
He wants to go
or a very successful geographer. So, like, what do we describe as failure if he's managing to teach us about all these places?
You know, it's such a good point. This is such an education in all the different types of places.
I agree.
The parks, the points, flatlands.
Rock.
Who, honestly, I don't know if he's talking about his Fast and Furious co-star or if he's talking about just the rock. The rock.
Yeah.
What rock?
Just a rock.
Standing rock.
It's like you pick, you know?
Gibraltar?
Maybe the Rock of Gibraltar. Gonna fuck on the Rock of Gibraltar.
I don't know.
Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth, yeah.
Maybe he's just like,
a lot
look,
of good rocks, man.
I want you to go outside, grab a rock, bring it back in, and we're gonna fuck on top of it.
Ah, man, I know how the Princess and the Pea ends, and that's not gonna be good, man.
Well?
That's gonna be a lot of pain. Okay, tabletop, or just give me a lap dance. I was under the impression they were like in a relationship. So now he just made it sound like he's talking to a stripper, and I'm a little confused.
I mean, could be in a relationship with a stripper. It's like a visit her at work type scenario.
And then take her to black sand beaches and rocks and parks and flatlands.
Yeah.
Okay, sure. All right, sure.
I mean, you love your woman, you treat her well. You take her places.
Yep, okay. Where else could he possibly want to have sex?
Well, let's ask him.
This is like Carmen Sandiego.
Yes, it really is.
Look, what's next? That man ain't ludicrous. Woo! In the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom. What?
That man named Ludacris in the public bathroom or in the back of the classroom.
All right, so now he's just saying the places he goes.
Why does he go to the classroom? What is he doing in a classroom?
Yep, that's very concerning.
How old is this person he's with that...
It's one of two things. He doesn't say in this line that he's having sex in these places. He's just saying that he's in these places. That man named Ludacris in the public bathroom or in the back of a classroom. This could be him going to night school, trying to get his diploma.
Geography degree.
Maybe he's trying to become an official cartographer.
I don't know.
You know what? Maybe good for him.
I agree, good for him.
There's nothing to be ashamed of in adult education.
I will say it's a weird drop to put in this song.
Hey, man.
Unless his fantasies non-sexually are to get his diploma, his GED or something. Which I respect.
Maybe he's saying he's hot for a teacher. And also a public bathroom?
I guess it definitely... could we figure out this woman's job by the things he says? If we have to presume that classroom is because she works at a class or in an...
Or they met in school.
Like in... Like high school?
Or college.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I think he's just saying words that sound fun together.
Yeah.
I don't think this is meant to be decoded.
No, it's definitely... We aren't supposed to be doing this for any of these songs.
Well, then what's next? However you want it, lover lover gonna tap that ass. Is he calling himself lover lover?
He's calling her lover lover.
No, lover lover isn't gonna tap his ass. Lover lover's gonna tap her ass.
Yeah.
Ever heard a woman say, I'm gonna tap that ass? That is very much like a male-driven sentiment.
I think he's saying lover lover like...
No, lover lover.
Yeah.
I think it's like Luda, but with a V. I think he's calling himself lover lover.
Oh, ooh, maybe.
I think he's saying, however you want it, lover lover gonna tap that ass soon. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think he's saying, hey, listen, that man named Ludacris, haha, me, public bathroom.
Back of a classroom.
Back of a classroom.
However you want it.
However you want it.
Luda's gonna tap that ass soon.
Yep.
A switch to third person.
And then right immediately afterward, he's gonna switch back to first.
Yes.
Okay.
CI.
By the way, do you know a single person who'd be like, ooh, public bathroom, go on?
No. But that's not...
I want to get one of those urinal cakes in my crevices.
Ooh.
I want to take one of those paper toilet seat liners and use it to... Nope, I'm not going to finish saying
go
this.
Go ahead. Oh, I need you to finish it and then I'm going to bleep it out.
I want to use a paper toilet seat cover to wipe... off myself.
Okay, I'm not going to bleep that
no,
out.
No, you're going to bleep that out.
I'm going to bleep it out. That was disgusting.
That was fucking disgusting.
I'm aghast. No, no one's fantasy is a public bathroom.
Mm-mm. No, you could have just exempted that from these lyrics.
Yeah.
No one would be upset. There's so many other places. On top of the Statue of Liberty. Like, I want to like that. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck in a public bathroom. That's disgusting.
But the top of the statue, like, just the wind blowing, you're like, yeah, this is cool.
Yeah, I'm a patriot.
Okay. Wow, respect. God bless the troops. I'm fucking on their statue for them.
Is there anything more American?
Well, the football game thing was pretty American.
Nah. Fucking in the statue. First of all, how did we all get here? Fucking. Sure. Second of all, how did we all get here? Statue of Liberty.
Well, I know what you're trying to say, but we didn't get here because of the Statue of Liberty.
You know?
Like someone, like, the Statue of Liberty came alive and just threw people.
Hey, listen, I took AP US History, so. You know, me and Luda, we're educated.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have butted in. I cast them and I pass them. Get a tight grip and I
grasp them. I flash them and I'll laugh them. And if it ain't good, then I trash them. Okay, is he talking about women he has sex with or other dudes that he's better than?
Ooh. I immediately assumed that it was women, and I was like, oh, the trash him line. I was like, come on, man.
It must be women. Although, outlast them, I'm like, did Survivor exist yet? You a fan? What's going on here?
I don't think Survivor invented the word outlast.
They might have.
They did not.
Again, need I remind you, I did take AP US History.
So. You're right. In which Survivor was heavily covered, I remember now.
Yeah. Jeff Probst actually was my teacher, so.
Oh. It's a terrible way to learn. So, see, I cast him and I passed him.
Pass him.
What
get
is
a
that?
Tight grip and I grasp him. I flash him, outlast him. And if it ain't good, then I trash him.
So the second, it's like from tight grip and
condoms.
Grasp.
Is it talking about condoms?
Wait.
And you can't outlast a condom. Nope.
I flash? No. I think this is about women.
You flash women you have sex with?
No.
No, you're not like, ha ha, look at this. Like,
all right, now I'm going to, for real, take it out. See, I cast them and I passed them.
Pass them.
I think it's passed.
I got the lyrics I pulled up.
I also have the lyrics that say passed.
Where'd you get your lyrics, Google?
Yes.
Same.
Okay, so just.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's fine. Okay, see, I cast him and I pass him. Yep. Is that about women?
He casts the women, like, as if he's casting a role.
Okay.
And then he passes them, like, smash or pass. Pass. Get a tight grip on their butt.
And I grasp them.
Grasp them.
And, like,
he chooses
and
then I
them.
Flash him. Ha ha, look at my wiener.
Ooh.
And then I outlast him, as in, I don't come first. And if it ain't good, then I throw him in the garbage.
Yeah.
That's a little aggressive, man.
Yeah, this entire part is a little too much.
You know what, though?
He's got a lot of goodwill built up. I'm going to see how this turns out.
All right. Let's see how the next line turns out to
okay.
figure out.
Why you stash them? I let them what? Free and they tell me what they fantasy. Like
up on the roof. Tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me. Okay. He said, while you stash them.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes me feel like the trash them means murder.
It ain't good. Then I trash them. While you stash them, I'll let them free. What is
yeah,
he?
That sounds like he's got a cult.
Yes.
And he's murdering women while his friends hide the bodies. This, and by murdering them, he sets them free.
This might have been a song meant for R. Kelly.
Oh, no, too soon.
Not too soon. I'm bringing attention to a fucked up thing R. Kelly's doing.
Thank you. Actually, you're going to be the Hannibal Buress of the fucking R. Kelly situation. Do fact check us on that, because
yeah,
fuck R. Kelly.
Fuck R. Kelly,
fuck
for
R. Kelly.
But also, well, you stash them, I'll let them free, and they... So he's definitely talking about the women, because he says, I'll let them free, and they tell me what they fantasy.
Yeah, I don't know what the stash them thing means. I'm just going to pretend that was a rhyme. He's not actually murdering people and hiding the bodies, and if he is, someone please find them.
Yes.
I'll let them free, I think he means, like, liberate them sexually.
Yeah.
Because, like, hey, what? Anything you want to do, girl.
That's
let's
true.
Go for it. Like, up on the roof, roof.
Up on the roof, roof.
Like, because that's a crazy one. Mm-hmm. I said Statue of Liberty, and I was like, that's pretty nuts, but these people are going to have sex on a roof.
Roof.
Is it a flat roof or a sloped roof?
I feel like Ludo is checking off boxes. Like, he'd like to do one
sloped.
Of each.
Flat's not really a challenge. Flat's no different than the floor he mentioned at the top.
Well, a lot of these places aren't challenges. That's not the fantasy of it.
Oh, yes, it is.
Public bathroom isn't a challenge.
The Georgia Dome on the 50-yard line while the Dirty Birds kick for tree, a challenge.
That is a challenge.
The DJ booth.
Or in the back of the VIP.
With other people there, challenge. On a boat, challenge. On a beach, challenge. I don't know about the rest of those words because they didn't really make sense. Public bathroom, challenge. Classroom, challenge. Roof? He's not fucking on a flat roof.
Okay.
This man wants a challenge. He's going to try to have sex on a sloped roof, and he may die. High risk reward.
I bet he can do it. People have sex on hills all the time.
Let me ask you a serious question.
All right.
Do you think sex would genuinely be better if it was more difficult to have?
Ooh, no.
I don't either. I don't think that there's any correlate. I said high risk reward earlier. I think it's just high risk. I don't think the reward is any higher.
Although I'm sure for some people, the risk is like the turn on. Like, yeah, I'm sure, again, it's the whole voyeurism thing.
Of course.
Like, they can only get off because of the risk attached.
And then
tell your boyfriend not to be mad at me.
Luda!
Come on!
Homewrecker!
Don't do this.
You're a bad boy.
This woman could have a future, and you're about to ruin it.
You don't know. Her boyfriend might be a really good guy.
Yeah.
He could be like, I don't know, works hard down at the station.
And even if he's not, that's not an excuse.
Yeah, maybe he's a piece of shit.
And lady, break up with your man if you're fucking with Luda.
If you have the opportunity to fuck Luda,
dump your man.
Trap his ass.
This is a message to anyone listening. If you have an opportunity to fuck Ludacris,
trap it.
I thought you were going to say trash your man.
Well, trash Luda if he is leading women to their death.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, but that's just
and unfortunately, there's no way to figure that out until you go with him, so maybe hold back.
Maybe wear a wire.
Definitely wear a wire.
If you know where to get those things. No one will tell me. I've been asking for years to wear a wire.
Because we don't want you to wear wires. It's suspicious.
Come on, I feel really important.
No. Next verse. So the next verse is just the chorus. So let's just skip to the
next. And it's the same.
It is.
It's another game of who's on first with the fantasies. And they don't even change the words.
No. Or address the fantasies mentioned.
I wanna lick you from your toes to your head. Like, just anything.
And I wanna move from the floor back to the bed.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Just keep going back and forth.
I think that would be very... If she says all the opposite things, so it's like, ooh, I would love to slow down, actually.
Yeah. She's like, I wanna take a break because my legs are sore. I mean, I'm just saying. That's the actualities of having sex for a long time.
Yeah.
All right, so then we got to get into the next verse to hear more places and times and opportunities that he wants to have sex.
Yeah. I want to get you in the bathtub with the candles
lit. You give it up till they go out. That's a long time!
Yeah, the first part of that sounded like, oh, how sweet, a very nice thing for you guys to share. And then you give it up till they go out.
Okay, first of all, tea lights? We're talking tea lights or we're talking 3 wick pillars?
Ooh. Well, I would hope not wick pillars.
Dude, 3 wicks on a pillar, that's at least 18 hour. Burn time.
Jesus.
Yeah, dude. We hope tea lights, it's like a 5 hour.
That's still too much.
I mean, have you ever sat in a bathtub for 5 hours?
Nah.
Dude.
I got shit to do.
Well, and literally, like, you're gonna probably piss and shit in the bathtub. You're
gonna come out looking like a raisin, too.
Oh, I think your skin will fall off.
That's true.
I think you will start to die.
You give it up till it falls off.
Also, like, listen, this is graphic, but hey, this is anatomy. If you open your lady holes in a body of water, if you allow water to get up there, you're begging for a yeast infection. Yeah. I'm just saying. So that might be fun for him. Don't know how great that's going to be long term for her.
It does not sound appealing in any way to fuck in a bathtub.
Doesn't sound appealing. Listen, I'm going to sound like a real prude.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound great to have sex in water in general. It's like the beach. You know, you're like, oh, wow, it sounds so fun. And then you're like, actually, no, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, it's the it sounds adventurous. Yeah. And then the reality is, it's like when people watch the Olympics and go, I could do that. And they're like, no, you are thinking of it as an abstract concept.
Yeah, no, it's exactly, you took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Having sex in water is exactly like the Olympics.
Yes. In that I would love to see people get medals for it.
Again, if my lips were working, that was supposed to be a scoff. Sorry. What we can do it on stage at the Ludacris concert, because you know it got sold out.
I think this is my favorite line.
When you hear this line, do you imagine that it's when the theater is empty or in the middle of the show?
In the middle? Why else would he mention that it's sold out? This also feels like a confirmation that voyeurism for him is the draw. He wants a large amount of people to see this.
No, it's the only thing that makes sense.
Yes.
And I'm also wondering, if you bought a ticket to a Ludacris show, and you're front row, and you're psyched to hear him perform hits such as Move, Bitch.
Yes.
pimping all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe he's even going to have Justin Bieber come out to do Baby. Probably not, but maybe. You know, you have high hopes.
Yeah. Not phone. At this time.
You got your phone charged. You got your Mophie ready. Like, you're going to fucking film this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he just comes out with a girl and just fully pulls his penis out.
Everybody, I'd like to welcome my girlfriend.
And
to fuck.
They just had sex in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to feel about that?
Upset.
You watch your idol ejaculate. How does that feel?
I do love the idea that he's also coming to completion.
Yes. Then yeah. He's not going to be like, I put it in and we're done.
Yeah, that's true.
That
what a choice.
I don't know that I would love that.
It also sounds like Ludacris goes for too long. So to just be like, all right, so he's opening for himself. I hope he's still going to perform.
It reminds me of The Meaning of Life, where John Cleese shows his students how to have sex by having sex with his wife in the middle of the...
I do not remember that from The Meaning of Life.
Oh, yep. He narrates having sex as he has sex with his wife wow. in the classroom. And that's exactly what this feels like. Is he singing this song as he's having sex? I have so many questions.
I have a lot of questions, too, because presumably he doesn't have time for both. Like, there's a curfew on almost any venue.
Right.
And so he's definitely multitasking. And what do the songs sound like if he has to do them while he's having sex with someone?
I doubt he could keep his rhythm.
No.
And rap, you need a pretty strong rhythm
Although,
for rap.
Can you imagine if he can keep both rhythms going? That's Olympic.
You know what? I will give you that.
Yeah.
The Olympics thing makes sense here.
Yeah.
That's going to be a hard one to swallow. I don't know if I think anyone would enjoy that.
No.
I don't even think he would enjoy that, because he'd be like, these people paid good money to come here.
Also, his concert just sold out before the first single. Come on, Luda.
Ooh, Luda. True. Luda, you're putting the cart before the horse a little bit,
Indeed.
But...
I love also that he's just like, gotta get a plug in for my shows, which are sold out and you cannot attend, but I want you to know that I'm popular.
He's got a ball, man.
Because you know it got sold out.
And he also wants you to know he has two balls, and he will show you at his concert.
You're going
to
see them. The red carpet dick, it just rolled out. Go ahead, the screen, you can't hold out.
I forgot the very next line is also a great line. Red carpet dick and just roll out.
It unravels?
Yes.
He really coils it up like a snail shell and then just lets it go?
I guess so. He's got a nautilus dick. That's why he's on the beach so much.
He's got the longest dick alive. It's 10 feet long.
Celebrity, stepping on it.
Excuse me, I know you think that's a red carpet, but it's actually just my very pink dick.
God damn it.
Ew. Or go ahead and scream. You can't hold out. Those lines aren't related to each other.
No.
Oh, red carpet dick could just roll out. That is just such a gem.
He's got a dick like those birthday blowers.
Oh, boy. Luda, you're wild.
Why say red carpet?
Red carpet dick just roll out.
Like,
which is also another great Luda song, Roll Out. And now I will never hear that again without thinking about his
Roll Out out on the same album?
No, it's the next it's a few records away. Yeah.
This feels like when everyone's like, Tupac predicted all of these things in the future, but it's just Ludacris predicting like,
his
I'm going to work with The Rock and I'm going to make a song called Roll Out.
Boy, red carpet dick. That is so funny.
He also says roll out like Autobots, roll out, but it's not. So maybe he's still a robot.
Also, red carpet dick. That makes me think of a dick wearing a little tuxedo. That's so funny.
Just think of like fucking, who's famous at this time in late 90s?
Brad Pitt.
Okay, think of Brad Pitt just doing a step and repeat on top of Ludacris' dick.
I want to think about someone, oh man, Eric Andre could do this so fucking well. Oh, he'd get kicked out so fast. He's in a tux. And he's got his dick out of the fly, also wearing a tux.
No. Yeah, he'd get kicked out.
That's the funniest thing I've ever thought
of.
It
is a very funny image.
Oh, thank you, Luda, for this line. And also, thank you for being so serious for this whole song. And then in this line, just being like,
roll out.
Red carpet dick can just roll out.
Go ahead and scream. You can't hold out.
No, he goes right back to serious. You just get one line where he's like, I don't mean any of this.
It's also like, if he had switched them, I'd understand. Because, like, the red carpet dick is like, that's a punchline. I'm going on the second beat. But he's like, I'm starting with that. And then also, you love my dick.
I wish the whole song was called Red Carpet Dick.
It should be called Red Carpet Dick.
Which also sounds like a really, like, backstreet, like, venereal disease. I got red carpet dick, man.
because I got a red carpet to dig.
Holy shit.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Luna. Thank you for this. We can do it in the pouring rain, running the train when it's hot or when it's cold out. Uh-oh. What kind of train is that supposed to mean?
Oh, like a gangbang.
Yeah. Okay. I do appreciate that he clarified he's down regardless of the season.
Yes, when it's hot or when it's cold out.
He still wants to have sex.
Right, it's like a mailman. Can't be stopped by a sleet.
No, dude. That red carpet dick knows no bounds.
Yep.
Autobots, red carpet dick mode.
Is he in Transformers too?
No, he's not, which is a missed opportunity.
He should be the voice.
Why was Tyrese in Transformers? Like,
because he's very sexy. I don't know.
Sure, but like, if Luda and Tyrese are going to be in similar movies and one of them has a song where he talks about his dick just rolling out, it's just give it to Luda.
Yeah, but the Transformers liked Sweet Lady better.
What is Sweet Lady?
Oh, come on. Tyrese's huge hit.
I don't know any
Sweet
of the songs.
Sweet Lady, would you be mine? Sweet love for a lifetime.
Don't know it.
You fucking missed out on the 90s, man.
I did. I'm only hearing about the 90s now. Did you know the Rugrats was 60 years ago? That's insane.
Fuck you.
Next clip. How about up in the library on top of books, but you can't be too loud. You want to make a brother beg for it? Give me TLC, because you know I'll be too proud. Love that TLC line.
I love that TLC rap.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're in the library...
on top of the books.
But you can't be too loud. The library is open. The library is currently in operating hours.
Again, he thrives on people knowing that this is happening, but he's still like, want to respect the rules of the library, but also, I want people to see.
Yeah, and in my mind, if you're on top of the books, he's climbed the bookshelves.
Yes.
To go have sex on the top.
Unless he's just spilled a bunch of books on the floor and it's like, all right.
I'm going to say he's on top of the bookshelf.
Yeah, he climbed.
And then he's saying, you can't be too loud, presumably because they'll know.
Yeah.
As if they can't see two people having sex in probably 3 p.m. on a Wednesday in the public library.
I wonder if he thinks that, like, they'll be okay with it as long as he's quiet. Like, yeah. The rule of the library is be quiet, not don't fuck.
Where does it say don't fuck?
That's true. Find Show me in the rule book.
Find me the fucking rule.
And I'll fuck on top of it. But you can't be too loud.
Okay, Luda. You want to fuck in a library, which I'm pretty sure is a felony.
Still, though, that's maybe the, like, most chill of these.
That's pretty tame. He did say classroom earlier, but library, I'd say, is one step below.
But just given the fact that I'm presuming other people are also in all of these locations.
Oh, yeah.
Library is like, oh, cool. Then you're going somewhere that you're still trying to be, like, discreet. Classroom is like, people are, like, a classroom is one room.
I'd also love to know when Ludo's ever found himself in a library in his adult life.
Well, probably while studying to get his geography degree. But you can't be too loud, because I'm studying.
I'm so sorry. It's just, I queefed and it was super loud.
I need you to be quiet. I'm going through the Mason-Dixon line geography. I don't know. I couldn't think of a geography thing just now.
It's okay.
It's fine.
Let's just move on. We can do it in the White House. Try to make them turn the lights out. Campaign with my campaign. Let me do the damn thing. What's my name?
We can do it in the White House. Try to make them turn the lights out.
Is that a thing? They don't usually turn the lights out in the White House?
I
don't know that. That must be a thing, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to assume that's a thing.
Yeah. Or else it's a crazy thing to mention.
I'm really curious how Luda, I'm presuming from the second line there, champagne with my campaign, let me do my damn thing, what's my name?
He's running.
He's the president in this scenario.
Oh, so he's like, wait, then you don't have to make them turn the lights out. Just turn off the lights.
That's actually, of all the things you've mentioned, if you were president, absolutely you can fuck in the White House.
Yeah.
That's not
you
crazy.
You do fuck in the White... like, if any of the presidents haven't fucked in the White House, missed opportunity.
Okay, first of all, I think every president except Kennedy's and Obama's did not have sex in the White House.
What?
Oh my God, dude.
You don't think Bush fucked in the White House? You don't think Clinton fucked in the White House?
Okay. I don't think Clinton fucked Hillary in the White House.
William Tyler Harrison fucked in the White House.
Is that a real president?
I think it's... I don't think that's a president. I missed a...
William Tyler Harrison, you said it so confidently.
Yeah, I should have just gone John Quincy Adams. That man fucked in the White House.
He was there for one term.
Grover Cleveland fucked in the White House, moved out of the White House, moved back in and fucked again.
I'm just saying, dude. Like,
non-consecutive.
There's no way Reagan had sex in the White House.
Are you kidding me?
There's no way Bush Sr. or Jr. had sex.
You don't think Nancy was dropping it low right in the Oval Office?
No. There is no chance. I'm not even going to say his name. Voldemort is having sex in the White House.
Oh, no, but that's also just because I don't think his wife is interested in doing that at all.
Oh, no. I'm not saying sex isn't being had in the White House. I'm sure there's some crazy staffers, dude. That job's so stressful. They're probably banging all the time.
The White House is probably the horniest place to work.
Honestly, probably
true. I can't think of another place in the world that would just...
Yeah.
That, like, you'd be so tempted to do something so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been in the White House, but I have seen Veep in a few episodes of West Wing. Mm. So I feel like I get it.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're definite. I can say without a shadow of a doubt, they're fucking.
And those are the least crazy things that happen on those shows.
So, like, Luda, it's not, you're not really blowing my mind with that one, bud.
You know what? I am going to say that Lincoln fucked.
Lincoln definitely fucked.
Yeah, they called it the Lincoln bedroom because he fucking... Yeah. He made his mark.
Yeah, Link cum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He got.
I hate myself so much.
It's fine. I was about to say something about him getting head.
Lincoln log.
Ooh, dropping his Lincoln log.
It sounds like he took a shit.
I mean, could be. Who knows what Lincoln was into? Well, we've taken a detour.
Let's get into the song. The sauna, jacuzzi, in the back row at the movie.
You can scratch my back and rule me. You can push me and just pull me. Again with the water stuff.
I got really nothing to say about those lines.
Sauna. It just seems uncomfortable, okay. But also, yeah.
If you're really hot, you'd probably have heat stroke.
And also, everyone's naked in a sauna. People have fucked in there for sure.
Literally, a sauna only exists to fuck in.
Yeah. To fuck in and business meetings for mobsters.
I don't think that really happens.
I don't know. It's a trope for something.
If I'm trying to do business, I can't have someone see my nips.
I think that that's why you do it. It's a power play. You're just like, yeah, see my nips. I don't give a fuck.
See my nips. See my nips.
See my nips. See my nips.
I think we should just, let's see. Holy shit. Okay, actually, you know what? No, we're fine. I thought we saw a whole nother one of these. I was like, dude, we gotta go faster. We're fucking.
I mean, we do, but it's fine.
It's no, we don't.
Yeah, we do. We have a third.
Oh, fuck, you're right.
No, okay. It's totally fine.
Okay.
Okay, jacuzzi.
Yep, all right.
Too normal. In the back row at the movie.
I mean, come
still
on.
Still fairly...
Child's play.
Child's play, but also, don't do it.
I mean, why not?
Other
It'd
people
be
are
fun.
What's the movie? Actually...
Does the movie really make a difference
the
to
you? Well, it...
Okay, the movie is the Toy Story 4.
No, don't do it. There are definitely other people in that theater.
I mean, yeah. Obviously, we've already said that that's the whole point of this, but are you really trying to king shame Luda?
Yes.
You don't think you can get horny from some toys?
A lot of people get horny from toys. That's not the problem I have. It's the children around.
Hey, he's already been in the library.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
The classroom. And you don't think there's people at, or I should say, you don't think there's children at the Georgia Dome?
Oh, no. All of these places seem to guarantee at least one or two child.
Yeah, he's going to prison.
You can scratch my back and rule me.
Is that...
He's like...
Okay, that's kind of like sweet and simple.
He's like, oh, you can scratch my back or we can get into like sub shit. You can push me or just pull me. Cool.
That's nice.
Yeah, whatever.
He's like, you know what? I'll fuck with you. You fuck with me.
So what do you say next? I'm hanging in the middle with a bomb. Nope. The roast petals on the silk seat.
Eating fresh fruit. Sweep your woman right off of a beat. Mr. Steal Your Girl, Luda, stop trying to fuck other people's women.
He keeps ending these verses by talking about the fact that it's definitely someone else's partner.
Yeah.
And, like, addressing that person, almost, in this
like,
one.
Hey, man, thanks.
Just going from, like, here's all the things I'm going to do to you. And anyway, guy, I'm going to steal your woman.
Yeah, so he's talking to the woman the whole time. And then the last line, he's like, and tell your boyfriend. And also, hey, boyfriend, I'm going to take your girl. Also, the fresh fruit came back in. Strawberries mm-hmm. and cherries. We already went there.
He's on a diet.
Rose petals on silk sheets. I'm like, oh, that's Valentine's Day? That's nice. And then he goes, hey, in the middle of a barn?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, what the fuck does barn rhyme with in this scenario?
Nothing.
Then why did he say it?
It's on hay in the middle of the barn, rose petals on silk sheets, eating fresh fruit, sweep your woman right off of her feet.
Yeah, sheet, feet.
That's the only rhyme you need.
I think that on the middle of the barn was a throwaway line, and it could have been, I don't know, Statue of Liberty, just spitballing.
You're very obsessed with the Statue of Liberty.
I'm just saying, there are a lot of places to have sex that aren't just on some hay.
That's true.
Like, come on, man. You're a writer.
Although he does kind of rhyme it, because it goes rose petals on the silk sheets, and then he has like a and it kind of sounds like barn.
Yeah, and he does woo after barn, as if he's like, someone's like, hell yeah, mine, got in there.
Yeah, that's the one I want.
I'm super into horse stuff. I'm the horse. You're milkmaid. I don't know.
Not the person writing the...
I'm going to abandon what I started. I don't like it. I'm really sorry.
Do you think horses get milked?
No, stop. Shush.
I got a lot of questions.
It's so much worse than that.
I want to get you in the back seat, windows up. That's the way you like the book.
That's my favorite part when I was a kid.
I love that song.
Because he finally says fuck.
Yeah.
He finally said it.
He says it like with... He's like, fuck.
Fuck. It was so... Fuck. It's like he's pronouncing the Vietnamese soup with too much of an accent.
That's the way we like our pho.
Pho. Back seat, windows up. Well, hang on a sec. Windows up.
Yeah. He wants Luda. To keep all of this, the fog in.
Yeah, but this whole thing is he wants to have sex in front of people. Windows down, Luda. Windows
down.
No, people
can still see with the windows up.
Luda has tinted windows. Come on.
That's true.
He needs the windows down, bud.
Back seat, windows up.
That's the way you
No,
like.
That's the way you like to... That's what he's saying.
Oh, it's for her.
That, yeah.
It's for her. Okay. So then what's the next part?
Clogged up, fog alert, rip the pants and rip the shirt.
Clogged up, fog alert.
Well, I think we just breezed right past. Clogged?
Mm-hmm.
What's clogged?
That's the way you look. Oh, is she?
Someone constipated?
Is she clogged up? By him?
I wouldn't say that's clogged.
Well, I guess it would be fogged up because he says fog alert.
Yeah, clogged up, fog alert. I think he was like fogged up. He's like, well, I can't say fog twice.
Yeah.
Clogged. Maybe clogs the shoes. Otherwise,
wearing
one of them.
Wearing clogs, fog alert.
Otherwise, one of them like really needs to shit. Like, yeah. There's no other way for this to make sense, man.
Well, he's like, it's going to be so, like, we're going to want to fuck so much that we're ignoring what our body is telling us to focus on.
And then we're going to go...
Rip the pants and rip the shirt.
I'm going to fuck up your clothes.
Yeah.
That's mean.
It is mean, unless he's also talking about his clothes.
Nah, I'd still be mad. I'm like, no, I liked that. I don't own clothes I don't like.
That's true.
Don't rip it. Be civil.
Come on, Luda.
You monster.
Rough sex, make it hurt. In the garden, all in the dirt. Rolling brown, Georgia Brown. That's the way that I like it twerked.
Who's Georgia Brown?
Oh, Sweet Georgia Brown.
Do you know who that is?
I don't, but I'm opening the Genius page. I know the song Sweet Georgia Brown.
Oh, I didn't know it was called that.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck is Georgia Brown?
I don't know. Maybe that is who he is fucking.
Or is that like an Atlanta name for like butt stuff?
It might be. Roll around in your Georgia Brown.
Or like, roll around. Let's do a Georgia Brown.
Maybe a Georgia Brown is what happens when you roll around in an Atlanta garden.
Oh, you get,
you get brown
dirt in your butthole. Mm-hmm. That's where the clogging came from.
Clogged up full of dirt. What an episode we've made.
Rough. This is so profane.
Yeah. I cannot believe
we have a sponsor on this episode.
Should we put a warning? Oh, speaking of sponsor, let's take a break.
Let's do that ad now.
This is a crazy episode for us to attach a sponsor to, but let's go to that sponsor now. We're back. Unless they dropped us because they heard this episode.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry for everything I've done.
I'm only a little bit sorry. Listen, in the garden, all in the dirt. Not even a little bit appealing.
That was worse than the sand.
Yes.
It's worse than the sand. It's like dirt, that could be mud.
Yeah.
Then you're having literal mud butt. Like, you know, figurative mud butt's already bad enough.
Yeah. That's the way I like it. Twerk.
Twerk.
Legs jerked, overworked, underpaid, but don't be afraid. In the sun or up in the shade, on the top of my Escalade.
Oh man, Escalades were so cool this year.
They were.
I remember wanting one so bad.
Really?
I would cut them out of magazines and put them on my binder.
Oh my god.
I was like, I'm gonna have an Escalade when I get older. I also loved Nelly, so
yeah.
That paints a picture for
you. So you were like, need the Escalade, need a Band-Aid.
I tried
only wearing tank tops.
Oh yeah.
Legs jerk.
Overworked, underpaid.
But don't be afraid.
I'm sorry, underpaid. Is this, have you been paying her? Are you just really nice to someone you're paying to have sex with you?
Maybe this is a separate woman entirely, because these all seem to be people that he's talking about having partners and that he's stealing them from.
Yeah, maybe he's saying like, you, we're not getting paid. The sex we're having is so crazy, we should get a raise.
Yeah. It's like you're being worked so hard that you should be paid.
That'd be a really fun thing after having sex with somebody, just to say, I don't get paid enough for this shit.
That would be a terrible thing to say after having sex with somebody.
And then they go, wait, are you getting paid for this? And you go, ugh.
Are you not getting paid for this?
There goes my pension. Yeah, just throw in a bunch of lines like that. See what happens.
Check, please. I'll have what she's having.
They're like, are you having a stroke?
In the sun or up in the shade.
Again, the seasons, thank you.
Yeah.
He'll fuck you in the summer or the fall.
On the top of my Escalade. So he's like, look, in the car, on top of the car will be involved.
It really is like a, I would have him on a boat. I would have them in a moat.
I love it.
I'm also curious, he has to specify that he will have sex in the sun, in the shade, in the rain, in the cold, in the hot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just really curious if he's specifying that because he personally knows someone who goes, ah, can't, it's raining today.
I think he's trying to be upfront and be like, look, I want to fuck you so much that, like, scenario-wise, I'm into this. We can do it right here. I don't care that it's raining. I don't care if it's, like, I don't care about the weather. I'm just letting you know I'm 100% in for any point in time in which you want to fuck.
I'm just curious, like, who's not?
I don't want to fuck outside.
Yeah, but, like, presumably if you're inside and it's raining outside, is that a deal breaker?
No, but that's not in outside, the rain.
If it's cold outside.
He's not saying when it's hot or... Oh, he said when it's hot or when it's cold out.
Yeah.
So presumably these are all outside. Okay. It's not like, it's snowing outside. I can't have fuck.
I can't have fuck. I feel like if you're going to fuck outside, you're going to fuck in whatever weather conditions. I mean, have you seen The Notebook? You know?
No.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Which is funny because I'm going to a live show about The Notebook tonight.
What?
Yeah.
Dude.
We'll talk off air about my plans.
Okay. On the top of the Escalade, which I'm just like, yeah, you're going to dent your car.
Absolutely.
That would make me sad.
He can afford it, though. It's worth it.
It's true. He can. Maybe your girl and my friend can trade. Tag team off the road.
On the ocean or in the boat. Factories are all on its boats. Back on the boat imagery.
Also, what's off the rope mean?
You know, like in wrestling.
Oh, tag team.
Tag team.
And they're gonna shoot their dicks into them from the ropes.
Yes.
They're gonna use it as a bungee.
I wonder if he's backwards. Trying to say that he's gonna do that move where they climb on top of the ropes and then dive, but that into would, her pussy.
You're gonna break your dick, I'll tell you right now.
And her everything.
I mean, listen, there are some situations where maybe with the proper amount of lubrication it would be okay for her, but that dick will break. And at the very least, you will tear your frenulum, I'm telling you right now.
Everyone's getting hurt in this scenario.
And also, factories or on 100 spokes.
Or 100 spokes. So it's like if what's you're...
What's 100? Is it in a bike tire?
I think it's supposed to be like... I think it's another car imagery, like rims.
So you're inside the rim?
I don't know.
Is this like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids situation? And now they're tiny?
Yeah.
And they're in between 100 spokes?
I'll fuck you if we were the borrowers.
I don't get it.
The borrowers.
I know. I get what you said. Oh. I don't get what he's actually nope. saying.
Yeah, I don't either. I think it's like factories. Factories are like associated with poverty. Mm-hmm. And 100 spokes is like rich, like rims or...
Okay.
Although I would just say if you're rich or if you're broke.
Right. That's an easy punch up, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. We did it. I do love the way he says off the ropes. He's like, off the ropes!
Off the ropes! Yeah, that's the thing. Like I said, he uses his voice in such a fun way.
Such a fun way.
And I almost am like, I don't really care what you're saying. It sounds cool.
Nah. All right, next clip. What about up in the candy store? That chocolate make it melt.
Whipped and chained handcuffs. Smack a little booty up with my belt. Ooh, that was like Willy Wonka meets Christian Grey.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun.
50 Shades of Oompa Loompas.
Ooh, okay. Go on.
Oompa Loompa Doompa Tee Duck.
Because it rhymes with fuck.
Because it rhymes with fuck.
Yeah, I saw where you're going with that. That was fun. That was
what about
fun.
Up in the candy store? That chocolate, milk it, melt.
Was that the part?
Milk it, melt.
milk.
Lemonade.
I have nothing bad to say about that part.
No, me neither. This like is the part. Most tame fantasy that he's...
Also, it's like, I think, truly the only fantasy. Everything he said is just kind of like a weird place or time to have sex. And this one, he's like, ooh, what about in a candy store? And I'm like, ooh, what else? Ooh, we'll make chocolate melt.
Lips and chains.
I'll smack you with my belt on your butt. And you're like, oh, okay. Whoa, this is fun. Does the everlasting gobstoppers ever stop tasting like gobstoppers? Do the schnozberries taste like schnozberries? What else? That might just be personal.
Oh, what? That you have a Willy Wonka sex fantasy?
Yeah, you know. Maybe. Can neither confirm nor deny that.
So you want your man to, like, come out hobbling and then just do the fake roll into, a stand-up?
Nope. Roll into me.
Oh.
Somersault.
Roll into me. Baby.
Okay.
Last verse.
Okay, here we go. Scream help, play my game. Dracula, man, I'll get my fangs. Horseback and I'll get my reins. Full teacher, let me get my reins.
scream help, play my game.
Okay, so now they're role playing.
Yeah, and as she's like a jigsaw.
Yeah, she's like a victim.
Yeah.
And she's like running away. But then he goes, no, 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 I'm actually a vampire.
Yeah, Dracula, man, I'll get my fangs.
And then he's like, psych, you're going to be a little horsey.
That's right, and I'm going to get my reins.
And then he's like, nope.
Triple psych.
I want to be a teacher.
Triple psych, I'm going back to the thing from the first verse about the classroom.
Let me get my brains.
Let me get my brains.
Also, like, that's a crazy thing to say.
Let me get my brains?
Let me get my brains.
Not the first time I've heard that.
Why not, like, glasses?
Because it doesn't rhyme.
My tie.
Also doesn't rhyme.
Yeah, but my ruler. That'd be fun. Smack
None
him
of these
on the butt.
Rhyme.
Yeah,
they gotta rhyme above all.
Fine.
Don't even have to make sense. They just gotta rhyme.
Fine.
Yeah, the things you are saying would be more in line with the other, like,
yeah,
the fangs and then the reins, and then it's just like, gonna go to a metaphysical idea of like, I'm gonna get smarter.
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna go, listen, for this role play, I'm gonna go back to college for 4 years. And then I'll come back and we'll have sex.
Gonna get my degree. Although I think it's like getting brain, like getting head.
Oh, yeah. Is that what that means?
Yes.
I thought braining someone was a curb stomp.
There is a, I mean, different slangs for different scenarios, but there's a song that it's, I don't know if it's by Kid Cudi, but it's called Make Her Say, and there's a line where someone says, getting brain in the library, because I love knowledge. So that's the only reason I know that.
I've heard dome and head.
Any,
But now we're moving to brain.
Yeah.
Huh.
There's a lot of slang. Anything that can represent a head or just the idea of the upper half of your body can be dick related.
I'm getting breasts.
Yep.
I'm getting nips in the library.
Yep.
Okay.
Some people got long nips.
Okay. Thanks for that.
Oh.
I think that overall, I really like this song musically.
I do too.
Anytime it comes on, I just am in a good mood. But if I really think about the words, I think it's a pretty huge missed opportunity for fun fantasies he could have just listed.
Yeah.
The things,
like,
I'm not,
full,
I mean,
on fantasies, you mean?
Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to kink shame him. Like, maybe these truly are his fantasies. Like, maybe he made a laundry list of, like, the 30 things he really wants to try and he just put them all in this song. And if that's the case, like, more power to you, man. But I kind of don't think that's the case.
No. And it's funny that if that were the case, all of them are just like, you know, I want to be watched by people, but in this place.
Yeah, it's all just places. It's all just places.
Yeah.
Like, I would love him to be like, okay, I'm a bad little orphan. And you're the mean Catholic school mom.
Oh, my God.
But I've gotten lost in the rafters. Like, you know, I want to plot.
What?
I don't know. Something. I'm just spitballing.
I want to go to Rivendell.
Yeah. Or maybe he's like, maybe it's not like plot based. Maybe he's just like, okay, I want you to wear these kooky glasses. And then I'm going to wear face paint that makes my face look like it's on upside down. And then I'm going to stand behind you and we're going to peg. Like, I don't know. That's a fantasy.
Like, I want to, let's go to the hotel bar and pretend we don't know each other.
Yeah. 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 Or even like, if it's not.
These are all too tame for Luda.
Okay, I'm sorry, but like, fucking on stage is way more tame than what I just said.
Fucking on stage in front of a crowd is not tame.
The intimacy of painting your face on backwards and then pegging is way, way more intense.
Unless you're like a clown, shit you do every day.
Fine.
And then also pegging.
Then aside from like character stuff, just the physical stuff, he really didn't give me a lot of information here.
Nah.
Like, maybe he's like, I want you to stick two fingers in my butt. And then we're going to have a third person here.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to sit on my face while you suck my dick. Also bleep all of that because that's so profane.
I genuinely think we should just put a warning at the top. It's like, hey, everyone, our episodes are always profane, but this one's another level. Proceed with caution.
See you in a second. And you can just use that right at the top.
Sure can.
I just think it's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
I wanted to hear more. The Willy Wonka 50 Shades of Grey thing, I was like, ooh, more, please.
And you wanted more stuff that was less location-based and more character-based. Or more
or physical.
Diverse in what aspect they were taking on.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I want him to be like, hey, I want to try the shocker on another dude, and then I want to kiss you on the eye. But I'm a nun, and you're a rabbi. And we got lost at Disneyland.
It seems like he's just like playing Mad Libs, but with fucking.
That's how I come up with role playing.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm really good at sex.
I wish you nothing but fun trying to figure out what adverbs to put in your man's noun.
Serpentine, always. Do you have any final thoughts about the song?
I don't have any final. No.
No, we kind of covered it.
This song speaks for itself. Like, the. I do think that the music for this, like, I listen to the instrumental so much because I made the punch up.
Mm-hmm.
the music for this is kind of boring.
Yeah.
But the lyrics and the way Luda raps it make it so fun. And the lyrics are honestly like, as much as we are like, yeah, go more diverse with it, still very fun to listen to.
It is super fun. And you also have to remember, this was 1999.
Yeah.
Like, this was, people weren't rapping about this kind of stuff in the same way they are now.
Sure.
And also, the music is pretty boring, but he uses his voice almost as an instrument in this song. And so you don't really notice it.
And I love the choices he makes of like when to put the choices he makes of when to put like a chorus on his voice, like the red carpet dick and just roll out, and it's like you hear multiple layers of him saying roll out.
Oh yeah it's pretty carefully produced vocally.
He's got a style all his own.
I do really like this song. I just wish the fantasy had been more spicy,
right?
Which is where you come in.
Yeah,
Demi did the punch up this week.
I did. However, I did not make the fantasy more spicy.
What did you do?
What I did was I wanted Ludacris to acknowledge that this whole thing is about voyeurism specifically.
Definitely.
Yes. Because it feels like that's what he wants, and he doesn't ever like just come out and say like, yeah, I'm really into getting watched.
No.
And he also doesn't deal with the implications of being watched in any of these scenarios.
No, he doesn't. Especially considering he's playing himself in this.
Yes.
So he's like, I'm going to play my sold out show and fuck in front of everyone.
Yes.
And then I'm just going to pretend like it didn't happen, I guess?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
And so I just rewrote it to embrace the reality of the scenario. And also, coincidentally, there is a part in there that I think you're going to like.
I think I'm going to like this whole thing.
All right.
I cannot wait to hear it.
I hope you do.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. Then I wanna, well, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know, well, what's your fantasy?
I wanna take it to the intermission of a high school football game and fuck under the stands. Go see the Avengers opening night and then bust when they first show Iron Man. Then fly to Japan, wear panties that I got from a can. Drop a grand on a used sedan. Drive to Bhutan so my fans can't see you get louder than Godzilla when he's fighting Rodan.
The Statue of Liberty.
Unhuddle your masses, let them breathe free. Take my torch all the way from base to tip in front of a class on a field trip. That man named Ludacris, getting deep in the uterus, in the middle of a Eucharist. I can only climax before the whole population of Budapest. See, I get loud for a big crowd. Wanna live stream as you get loud. Feel so proud, I'm well endowed. Gonna leak our sex tape to the cloud. And I'll say it now, it's a future goal. I'm a periscope, that booty hole. Wanna pay so much that my dick's on every single ad in the middle of the Super Bowl.
I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. Then I wanna, well, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know, well, what's your fantasy? I wanna lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. Then I wanna, well, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know, well, what's your fantasy?
I wanna do sodomy real audibly on the floor of an anthropology. Get all in thee like a wallaby. Then you go to jail for violating modesty. I'ma visit you conjugally, send a photograph home so your mom can see. Mess you up psychologically like a Pavlov dog, get you horny unconsciously. Reciprocity, I'ma lobby courts. Bribe a judge, get support. Make my prerogative to show the fucking at the mall is just sex positive. And you slut shame when I'm kicked out or arrest me cause my dick's out. But I know now duty calls, gotta go to the Senate, make a bill called Luda's Law. Let the whole room sign off my kinks, even get it written down in ink. So it's fine to fuck in your car in heavy traffic on Sunset Boulevard. Make you testify to Congress. Tell them all how bomb this dong is. Let the record show it's monstrous. Then I dive into your pussy like a waterfall. Pocahontas.
Lick you from your head to your toes. And I wanna move from the bed down to the floor. Then I wanna, well, you make it so good I don't wanna leave. But I gotta know, well, what's your fantasy?
Holy shit, dude. I can't pick a favorite part of that. Holy shit.
The first time you said Statue of Liberty, I was like,
how did you not mention that? I've said it so many times.
I didn't want to spoil the surprise.
Holy, what are the fucking odds, dude?
I know, right?
Great minds, man.
Yeah, we both are thinking about fucking on the Statue of Liberty, it sounds like.
Because we're fucking patriots, bro.
That's true.
Wow. Oh, man, that was, I gotta listen to that a few more times.
Let me hit it again. No.
I love that you just said, dive in like a waterfall, Pocahontas.
Yeah.
You just said something and then gave me the reference.
Yeah.
The same line.
Dive into your pussy like a waterfall, Pocahontas.
I want to try sodomy audibly on the floor of an anthropology. Can you imagine? See, this is what I was wanting. This is, gave me specifics.
Yeah.
He told me who, what, when, where, why.
Mm-hmm.
And then he also gave me the aftermath. I went to prison. You went to prison. Not fair. I want to fuck in public. You're kink-shaming me.
That's why he's made a bill called Luda's Law.
Luda's Law.
Which says that you can fuck anywhere you want.
I mean, why not, man?
I agree.
We're so weird in this country. You can shoot guns. Mm. You can't fuck.
Yeah. So this is where you come in, listener. We need your support.
Go to punchupthegym.com and sign our petition.
Yeah,
to make
donate
fucking
to our,
legal.
Donate our campaign. We're running for office just for the one bill, and then we're going to, you know.
Bounce.
Yeah.
Yep. Roll out. Like a red carpet dick.
Roll out. Oh, God. The best line.
Tammy, that was just like, I'm so impressed, man.
Thank you.
I feel like I can't ever do a punch up again because you've just upped the ante.
That is
so
not
hard.
True. You can absolutely, your fucking He Harmony thing is so funny.
Wow, man. Whoo. I like that you're my friend. That was funny. Whoa, fuck, that was funny. I'm blown away. I didn't think we could make that song any better, and you just did.
It was a lateral punch, but.
No, dude. No, right. Dude. That was a punch up.
Fine. I'll accept it.
I think you could have maybe marginally better with a female feature.
Yeah, I did cut her out entirely.
But, like, she wasn't really doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, considering.
I would love
I
to
was
hear
definitely
her
punch up.
Fantasies.
Me too. She never says it.
I thought about doing that, but then I was just like, I mean, I got a lot of ideas for Luda, though.
I don't want to speak for her, but I'm just going to stab in the dark. It's, he made me dinner.
Yeah.
He vacuumed. I didn't even have to ask him to.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually seemed like he enjoyed it. He rubbed my feet for no reason. And then I got to watch Chop Jr. while he gave me cunnilingus.
Ooh,
and
while?
I didn't have to reciprocate.
Doesn't that seem distracting?
Mm. It's the kind of show that you can kind of tune in and out of.
True.
You know what? I shouldn't have said Chop Jr. because that makes it feel really pedophilic.
It is weird that you chose Junior.
Junior's lower stakes. It's more fun.
Sure.
Let me rephrase.
Great British baking show.
Yeah. Great British. Well, there's some young. No. Yeah. I'm going to go with Great British Bake Off.
Is there a show that is only old people cooking?
Yeah. Great British Bake Off.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You know what? Bleep that first thing I said because that made it sound like I want to have sex
with cream, cherries, and strawberries. Eat you out while watching Mary Berry.
Well, old season. Rip. She's not on it anymore. She's not dead. She's
you can
not
watch
on
the
anymore.
Reruns.
Watch the old ones. So just to backtrack. Cunnilingus while watching Great British Bake Off.
Yes. Junior.
And then the person I want to win also wins in the episode.
Oh, so you want him to manipulate the stakes also.
Mm-hmm. That would be my fantasy, personally.
So what you really want is for him to watch the episodes ahead, figure out the ones that will make you the happiest,
yep.
and then put them on, and
yep.
then eat you out also during.
Yep. And then if the dinner he made wasn't sufficient enough for my
Oof.
Growing boy appetite,
sure.
that takeout arrives immediately after coitus.
Mm.
And it's just there and ready.
So it's like you tell him how you felt about the dinner after the dinner.
Yeah.
And then if you aren't happy, he makes a phone call,
you know,
then
what?
Eats you out.
I'm going to say either way, he orders takeout.
So you like, you're getting two dinners?
I want a bang bang.
Nice.
The same night.
You want a bang bang and a munch punch.
And a munch punch.
And a munch punch.
Maybe that's a good segue to Unpunchable James.
Yep.
You can't punch this.
So. I love how short it is.
You want to kick us off this week?
I would love to, although it's not thematically in line with what we've been feeling this episode, but my unpunchable jam this week is Visions of Gideon by Sufjan Stevens.
Wow, yeah. That is not at all in line with what we've been talking about.
It's a very sad song from
very sad.
The end of Call Me By Your Name,
yep.
which is a great movie. Neil and I both watched this week.
I will need a few years to talk about it.
Yeah.
It was emotionally touched me too deeply.
We both felt differently about it, but still really liked it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And it has stuck with me since I watched it, and that song is so good.
Sufjan Stevens is so good. I'm so happy he's finally getting some acclaim in a public way.
It's going to be nice to see him perform at the Oscars.
I'm so excited, dude. If you told 13-year-old me, 14-year-old me, let's be real, that he'd be performing at the Oscars in 14 years, I'd probably weep.
Really?
I think I would.
That, yeah.
I'm really excited.
It's kind of like me in 2008 if you were like, yo, Ezra Koenig, Vampire Weekend's going to be at the Oscars. And I was like, oh, for one of his songs? No. He is performing someone else's song, but he'll be there. I'd take it.
Yeah, exactly like that.
Yeah.
It's a great choice, man. Oh, it's a beautiful song.
It's a very good... Both of the songs from that movie are very good. And the score is fantastic, too.
Oh, the score's amazing.
But Visions of Gideon, just like, it's... That song sticks with me, and I put it on my start playlist, and then it shuffles up sometimes. I'm like, why did I do this?
Just to bum yourself out.
Put it in the same place I put, like, disco songs.
Yeah, just to bum yourself out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's good to be sad all the time.
I agree.
No, I don't.
So let's segue into what your choice is.
I'm going to choose a song that I've loved dearly since the first moment I've heard it. But the problem is I'm going to sound really dumb saying the title because I don't think I've ever said it out loud. And I'm not totally sure how you're supposed to say it. Is it Four Sweatpants or IV Sweatpants?
Oh, I mean, I think it's supposed to be Four.
Four, right?
Yeah.
So you say Four?
I presume.
Four Sweatpants.
Yeah, because I don't think it's IV dot Sweatpants.
IV dot Sweatpants yeah. by Childish Gambino.
It is a good song.
I love that song.
Yeah.
I will never get tired of that song.
Don't be mad because I'm doing me better than you do you and you.
Oh, yeah. I know all the words to it, but I only rap them alone just because, you know, it's a little embarrassing being a white
sure.
girl trying to rap a song.
And also the part where you go, Fiskars don't make noise when you start them up.
Just boom, boom. Also, Fiskars apparently were discontinued, so that's already like a classic
oh, they were?
Line. Yeah.
Wow. Another rap song stuck in time.
Yeah, I like that song quite a lot. And I like rap.
Cool.
Don't fact check me.
Is that something that someone would be able to be like, well, now?
I like rap. Okay.
Me too.
I know rap.
The only two genres I like are rap and country.
Yeah. Rap stands for rhythm and poetry.
Yep.
I know it very well.
That is totally proven.
I don't know why I'm still talking.
I don't either.
Good news, though. My mouth is finally not numb anymore.
Hey, right at the end.
But I'm still drooling.
Right in time for us to tell you that you can...
follow us!
Yep. You can follow Miel on the internet and see her what her mouth's like when it's not.
You can see what my mouth does.
What that mouth do?
Yep. Or you can follow Demi.
Well, I didn't even say what you're... Let me finish.
Okay.
At Miel. Or at Miel
Monster.
Because Miel was taken.
And you can follow Demi.
Yep.
To see what...
My mouth do.
Well, and other things.
My dick.
Yep, maybe. You know.
Who knows? I might accidentally post it one day.
I will say, one time Demi took my Snapchat because someone was sending me dick pics.
Oh, I remember this.
And he stole my phone and sent them back a dick pic. Yeah. It was the funniest fucking thing.
I forgot that I did that.
Yeah, I was like, Demi, dude, this guy's going to have a picture of your dick. And you were like,
good.
Good. He should.
Somebody should.
I will say, it was effective. I didn't have to block that dude.
Yeah.
He never messaged me again. Thanks for Demi.
That's a great move. You know, if you ever want to shut someone down, yeah. Just
send him a dick pic.
Send him
right
a dick pic.
That's what friends
be like,
are for.
But whose dick is this?
I do think that's like a hero move. So thanks for that, man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It was so tight.
I never thought that anyone would consider me showing a stranger my dick a hero move.
Oh, that was a hero.
Well, you're welcome.
Did
Anytime.
You ever know that you're my hero?
I do now.
Because you showed your dick to that guy on Snapchat.
Okay, let's end this.
Thank
you, everyone,
guys.
So much for listening. Follow us on anything at Punch Up The Jam. Email us at punchupthejam@gmail.com. Go to punchupthejam.com if you want to hear the jams. So we'll catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.